Welcome to this week's class in Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Vani Nesati Lecha Shchem Echod. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in Shabbos Parshas Yechi, that year was the 14th day of the month of Teves, in the year Tav Shin Lamed Beis, 54 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based in the verse in this week's Torah portion where Yaakov tells Yosef at Tzadik, Vani Nesati Lecha Shchem Echad Alachecha. I'm giving to you one portion more than your brothers. Asher lakachti miyad Amori, that I took from the hands of the Amorites. Becharbi bekashti, with my sword and my bow. Now, there must be no the different points that are brought down in the holy Chassidic works, in the works, the Chassidic works of the Alter Rebbe, the Mikkel Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Chabad rabbis afterwards, because we know it says in the Talmud that did Yaakov take it with his sword and his bow? Because we know the verse says, Ki loy bekashti aftach, v'charbi loy tishieni. And as we don't trust on the bow, my sword is not going to help me. So what does it mean, charbi, my sword? It's referring to prayer. And kashti, what is my bow referring to? Bakasha, request. And that's why the Targum actually translates "Bitzloisi of Avuusi," which my prayer, my supplication to Hashem. So therefore, we have to understand what's the connection, specifically with Yosef. Specifically, in other words, what is Yaakov saying? He's telling Yosef, "I'm giving you Shchem Echad that Becharbi that I got Becharbi Bekashti," and which we already explained. It doesn't mean literally the sword and the bow. It's referring to the idea of prayer, and what's that connection of prayer to Yosef more than the other tribes, and also the connection with Yosef is not like what regular other tribe. He says Alachecha, above your brothers. Also, we have to understand why it says prayer in expression of Charbi Bekashti, and a sword and a bow, and especially there are many terminologies of prayer, and like the Medrash says, that there are 10 different languages to express the idea of prayer. So he could have said a language that's more connected to the idea of prayer. Why is he used specifically the idea of a sword and a bow? And especially that in the Talmud, we have to actually bring a proof from the verse, because the verse says, because I'm not going to take it with my sword or my bow. In other words, that it's not referring to. And therefore, they have to explain, no, it's not referring to, God forbid, a sword and a bow, but it's referring to actually prayer. That's how he got it. So therefore, if not for the Talmud's question, you might think it's actually a sword and a bow, literally. So why do you have to use an expression which doesn't mean prayer? Also, that charbi and pekashti, sword and bow, literally, not only it's not a reference to prayer, it's opposite of prayer. Because it says clearly that loy v'chayev, loy v'koyach, we don't go ahead, we're not successful with our army and power, ki im baruchi yom Hashem, it's through the spirit of Hashem. In other words, there's ways to do war with chayil and koyach, army and power, and we said, no, we don't do wars that way. But we do wars with ruach, with spirit. And chayil and koyach, what is that referring to? The sword and the bow, literally. And ruchi is prayer. So you see, it's two opposites. And on the nations of the world, we say that, yeah, there's Eilu Barechev, Eilu Basusim, their power is their horses and their chariots. We go B'Shem El Hashem, we go with Hashem. So in other words, sword and bow, that's not a Jewish way of prayer. So if that's the case, the question still is, why does it say, what, Charbi and Kashti? Travis says, we'll understand this based on what's explained in many Chassidic discourses, the difference between the Avos, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Shvatim, the tribes. And then we know the Avos is three Avos, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And every single Jewish person has within them spiritually the Avos. They're all our forefathers. However, when it comes to the tribes, no. Already some people come from Reuven, some from Shimon, Levi, etc. And like he explains in Torah Oyer, the classical works in the Parsha, in the Chassidic discourse that starts, Yehuda Ata Yeducha Checha, and he explains over there actually in detail the difference between the service of Hashem for the tribe of Reuven, the service of Hashem of the tribe of Shimon, the service of Hashem of the tribe of Levi and Yehuda. So we see that it applies, that every single tribe is unique. Everyone has their own Avodah. But in other words, the Avos, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, everyone is, we're all connected, all three of them. But with the tribes, everyone's different. On the other hand, Yosef, he was in his whole league on his own. Why? Because it says in the prophet, Shasham Alu Shvatim Shifte Ka. In other words, that the tribes went up. They were called Mamatlamaila. In other words, the work of the tribes is Aliyah, to go from a lower place to a higher place. However, by Yosef it says V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim, he's going in the other direction. The Shvatim are all going on the way up, elevating the world, and Yosef is coming down into the world and going down so deep into Mitzrayim. And he comes down to the lowest places, literally the lowest places. And that's why it says, the Yosef heard Mitzrayimah, with an extra hey. Because the downgrade of Yosef, he goes to the lowest places, into Egypt, into the depravity of Egypt, into the darkest places of Egypt. And like it's explained in many, many places. But the idea of the Sulam, the ladder, which was on the lowest level on the floor, and the Roshe, the top, is Hashemayim, the highest level. That Artsan, when it says land, it's referring to, when it says with a hay, it's referring to the lowest places. And Shemayim, because it has a hay, it's referring to the highest places. So it says, Yosef heard Mitzrayimah. Yosef went down Mitzrayim with a hay, is he goes down to the lowest places. And as we learned already last week, that Yosef is connected to the idea of what of Torah. And Torah is all about bringing godliness to the lowest places. And that's a lesson for every single Jew. Just like the soul comes into the body, which obviously is a tremendous, tremendous downgrade from the highest place to the lowest places. Now, reference to the soul itself, we know we say every single morning in the morning blessings, it says as follows. Neshama, the soul, shenasapta bi, that you placed in me, tahiri, it's pure. So in other words, nesapta bi is higher than tahira. Nesapta is one level, tahira is the next level, because basically tahira is referring to the soul the way it's in the level of atzilut. And nesapta is given is higher than the level of atzilus. Because when he, in his prayer, he's going from the highest to the lowest level. You know, it's just like when it goes after, Tahira is Atzilus, and Barasa is referring to the world under that, which is Yetzira. And then from Yetzira, Yetzarta is higher than the Fakhta. And the same thing also, Tahira is higher than Barasa. So when you say Nasata, it's even higher than Tahiri. And every single Jewish person says, every single day, and like Kaina Shama, Shinasata be. And like the verse says, Vayipach bi apav nishmas chayim. God blew into his nostrils the soul of life. And like the author explains in Tanya, that every single Jewish person has two souls. And the second soul is the part of God, and chelek alakam mimal mamash, it's literally a part of God. And like the Zohar says, explains clearly, that man dem nofach mitoichai nofach, someone that blows into the nostrils is blowing from his essence, and it's from his internal part, and from the essence of the person. And that's why he says, Neshama Shenasatabi, the soul that you gave me from the highest level, and it came down to the lowest places, to the lowest possible places, to this materialistic physical world, and a place where there's no place lower. I'm talking obviously spiritually. And even the lowest place of the world is the body of a human being. And that's what it means, Nesatabi. And it was in the body, on the lowest level. And is in this physical world, into the body itself, which is basically the lowest level, and the body is even a lower level. And because we know that everything that Hashem created, so for example, tzimeach, things that grow, chai, living animals, so everything Hashem created, so the geshem, the physical part, and the spiritual part were created together. The things that grow, a tree, grass, the physical and spiritual is together. The animal kingdom, physical and spiritual together. However, when it came to the body of the human being, we all know Hashem first made the body separate. There was nothing in there. It was just a body. And like it says, Gol Mul Roi Wanecho, it was just a form. And afterwards, Hashem put the soul in. I'd like to explain the Chassidic discourses, and with the Chassidic discourse, with its title, the reason that the creation of the body of the human being is different than all creations. So what do we see from there? How low we are, our body compared to something which is Chai and Sameach, because Chai and Sameach was created, the energy and the physical part together. And we were first just created the body. And we're even lower than not only Tzemeach and Chai, we're even lower than Doimim inanimate. Why? Because the Doimim inanimate is only, that's its purpose to be inanimate. And this that gets elevated into Tzemeach, it's not on its own, it's from something outside of self. However, we human beings, that unites with the soul, and up to the point that the ultimate purpose of the body is like be like when it says in the future Mashiach comes, that the godly soul is actually going to receive the energy from the body. So therefore, before that time, before Mashiach comes, and before the body got united with the soul, that's not what it is. And therefore, it's on the lowest level, even lower than Doimim. And like it says clearly, Rak Itcham Yedati, Mikael, only you I know from everything. And therefore, therefore Hashem says, the real power of the Jewish people, so you see that on one hand, we are on the lowest level. And that's why it says, V'yosev hurad Mitzrayim, that Yosef came down, not only to Mitzrayim on the lowest level, because what's the idea of Yosef? To come down and bring godliness into the lowest level, Mi'igra Rama, from the highest possible place, Le'bira Mikta, to the lowest place. But why? To elevate the lowest place. It's not just coming down here to stay here. It's coming to elevate. And therefore, Yaakov said to Yosef, and Yaakov realized who Yosef was. Yosef was coming down from the highest places to the lowest places to elevate it. So Yaakov turns to Yosef and he says, guess what? You, the one that's doing the greatest work, Vanina Sati Lecha Shechem Echad. In other words, Shechem also has a translation of a shoulder. I'm giving you a shoulder, which is the external part, the back. Lav de Shechem Echad. And because Yosef is all about transforming the Shechem, the lowest place is the back. And in order to transform the world, you have to first transform your own back, your own low places. And then you can transform the whole world. And that's the real power that Torah has. That Torah comes down from the highest places to the lowest levels. And like the author explains in Tanya, that it literally took a journey, and it comes to the lowest levels until it comes into the physical world and in the materialistic world, in a place of, like the angel said, the God said to the angels, did you come down to Egypt? Do you have an animal soul within you? And we're here to transform Shechem, because Torah is here to show you what to do, how to do it, and what not to do, and give clarity between something which is pure and something which is the opposite of pure. And the way you transform purity is by action. And that's why we have all the positive commandments. Asei Toiv is elevating the positive stuff in the world, which is the positive commandments. And how do you transform the impurity? By don't do what you're not supposed to do. The negative precepts, to observe the negative precepts. And when a person learns Torah, what happens then is you become literally a king. And like it says clearly, Man Malka Rabban, who are the kings? The ones that learn Torah. And everyone can be a king, because everyone can learn Torah. And with this power of learning Torah, you have the power to transform the world. And that's why he says, V'ani nesati l'cha, I gave you. Because the power to transform comes from who? Because Yaakov is telling him, I'm giving it to you, comes from the Avos. And we know that the Avos, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yaakov is the chosen of all the patriarchs. So Yaakov gives him the power, but the one that does the work, that's Yosef HaTzadik. Because it says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov is the visionary. He is the one of the Avos, and he's the Bechir Shavos. He's the most powerful. He's the most balanced of the three of the patriarchs. But the work Yosef does. Now, even though Yaakov is Yud Ekev, which means Yud, the highest level, and goes down to the heel, and he's in the level of Atzilus, but on the other hand, to bring it down into the world of Bri Yetziyah Asiyah, that needs Yosef HaTzadik. And like the Zohar explains at length, why Yosef is the one that has to bring it to the finish line. And that's the difference between Yosef and all the other tribes. Yosef is all about going into the lowest level, bringing down Torah to the lowest level. The Shvatim, on the other hand, it's all about elevating the world. They want to leave. And like it says, like we quoted the verse before, Shasham alu Shvatim, they elevated, Shiftekha. What is that? How do you create transformation and elevating? That's through prayer. Now, even though Shvatim also is from the expression of Koich v'Shabbat, which basically is also about drawing down the light, but the fact is their work, the way it's in the world of Bria, it's all about elevation. Like we quoted the verse, Shasham alu Shvatim milmay lamato. How do they do that? Through prayer. And prayer, we know, is like the ladder, which the ladder stands on the floor, and the feet are in heaven. You go from the lowest level to the highest level with the four rungs on the ladder. Like we know, when you pray, you start off with Hoidu Lashem Kir Rishmoy, which basically it's you're starting up Hoidu, you accept, you acknowledge. And before that, obviously, Moidani, which is also an acceptance. Then you go to Psukim de Zimra with the praise of Hashem. And then you go to the next level until you reach the Shema, and then you ultimately reach the Shema Nesher, which is total acceptance. You're standing in front of Hashem, and that's the avoid of the Shvatim. The avoid of the Shvatim is through prayer to elevate the world. Now, we know that the main power and effect of Torah comes after prayer. And like it says clearly in the Talmud, that the prayer of Abba Min Yamin, what was it? That my prayer should be right next to my bed. It means right when I get it, the first thing I do is pray. And it's explained, what does that mean? That the first thing you have to pray, and the Torah should come after prayer. And that's why it says actually in the Sefer HaBoyer from the Zohar, or Ma'ina Chachma, and he brings down the Zohar, that the King David unified Torah on high with Hashem, in other words, because since David HaMelech was Ni'im Zmir Yisrael, the one that created all the prayers of Tehillim, and which is all about prayer, and therefore he was able to fuse Torah on high with Hashem. Now, even though that the main Torah is all about bringing down godliness to the lowest places, prayer is all about elevating from the lowest to the highest places. But since we know that everything in holiness, everything's intertwined. There's no such thing as just prayer without Torah, and there's no such thing as just Torah without prayer. So in other words, obviously in Torah itself, even though Torah is all about bringing the light down, you also have elevation. Elevating from the lowest to the highest. And in prayer, which is all about elevating, you also have Torah, which brings the light down. What does that mean? He explains like this. Torah, we said, is all about bringing the godly light down here. But you have the elevation that takes place in Torah. What is that? That's Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the oral law. Because the Torah Shebiksav, the written law, that's bred from heaven. That's where the godliness come down to this world. However, when you're dealing with Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law, and especially the Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, that's all about elevating the physical world. Because in reference to Talmud Bavli, we know it says, "Machshakim Hoshivani, you found me in the dark places." And specifically through the darkness, you come to the full comprehension, which means it comes through tremendous effort. And like in reference, like we know, find it where Rishbi of Shimon Yechai said, how fortunate that he saw this. In other words, because in the beginning, when he had a question, and they responded, but later on, he would answer many more answers. In other words, it wasn't that Rishbi answered 24 different answers, but because it was so many more questions, and therefore there was much more clarity. So the darkness created greater light. So you see that even though Torah is all about bringing the light down, but there's a component of Torah when you were asked the questions, what? You also elevate from Milmata Lamaila. The same thing also with prayer, which is basically Milmata Lamaila, elevating down here. You also have the aspect of Torah bringing down the light into this world. In other words, even though prayer is generally going on through the four levels of the ladder, but the fact is, in the ladder we know it says they were Oilim, true, but they were also coming down. And like that, but it says in Yaakov, Oilim v'yordim. In other words, after you reach the level of you're elevating a matalamayla, you come to the highest level, and you're totally acceptance in front of Hashem. But the fact is, when you come to that highest level, what do? You don't stay there. You actually start asking for physical requests. You start bringing down the light into this world. And even though it starts with Atachoin Ladanas, you're giving us a wisdom, which is basically the intellect. But afterwards, what do? You ask for physical materialistic things. God should bless us, and materialistic things, building Jerusalem, we should have coming, the Messiah should come, we should go out of exile, we should have the redemption, we should go out of this dark exile, up to the point where you can't wait to see the return of Jerusalem. So you see, you have both components. Each one has both. But then you also have the unification of prayer and Torah as well, literally. Because the fact is, in prayer, there's a lot of pieces of Torah in the prayer. And in Torah also, there's a lot of prayers in there. Which, what do you have with, very simple, you have the Book of Psalms, which is part of Torah. And the fact is, it's all prayers. So you see that you have the fusion of both Torah and Tefillah connected. And that's why Yaakov tells Yosef, V'ani nesati l'choshchem echad, that I got b'charbi b'kashti, in other words, that specifically through Yosef HaTzadik, the one that was able to go down to the lowest level, drawing down the light into the lowest level, you're able to affect on the deepest and lowest level, and that's the idea of b'charbi b'kashti, which is the idea of prayer, which takes place in Torah. So normally, yes, Yosef is all about bringing it down, but then it's about elevating, and that's why he used the term b'charbi b'kashti, which is referring to the idea of a prayer. And like we know, in the example he gives is with a lever. In other words, when you want to pick something up, and you pick it up from the hot, from, you have something you want to pick up, you pick it up from the top, only the top gets picked up. Pick it from the middle, only a middle, if it's only from the middle, or close to the bottom. But the whole thing's not going to be picked up. But when you go down, you stick it in the lowest level, then you have the power to pick up the whole building. And that's the same idea. Yosef went down to the lowest places, because when you go down to the lowest places in Mitzrayim, and literally high, lower than a regular Mitzrayim, you're actually able to elevate all the levels of Ishtalshlus. And the fact that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, he was able to go ahead and gather all the storage houses with supplies, and everything from Egypt went into the storage houses. And on the contrary, specifically from Egypt, was able to flow blessings to the whole world, and even to Israel. And that's why he says, I gave you one, that I got b'charbi b'kashti, because through the fact that Yosef went down to Egypt, he went to the lowest level, he was able to elevate from the lowest, and that's the idea of what? B'charbi u'b'kashti. Also, that through Yosef HaTzadik, that he went down to the lowest level in Mitzrayim, he affected not only in Egypt, but he affected all the tribes. And like we learned before, that the power to elevate comes from the tribes. But how does that come from? It came from when you draw Torah down, which is Yosef. Yosef infused them with Torah. And that's why he says, Alachechi was above his brothers, because he's higher than his brothers. But he affected in them. And that's why they didn't recognize him. And if they weren't on this level. But through Yosef doing his spiritual work, he was able to go down to the lowest level and bring Torah. He was able to affect also the brothers as well. Now, based on what Shabbat explains beautifully, we'll understand why Yaakov says, I gave you this gift. This is before he gave out the blessings. If you look in Parashat Yechi, before he gave out the blessings to the brothers, he's already giving Yosef this blessing. Seemingly, he should have first blessed all the brothers. And after he blessed all the brothers, when he says Yosef to bury him in the land of Israel, and then he should have told him the reward for it. I'm giving you one more than your brothers. But why did he give this blessing before? Because this gave the power to all the tribes, and that's why he has to say it beforehand. Because the power that the tribes had to elevate came through the drawing down the energy of Torah through Yosef HaTzadik. And through that, it came into b'charbi b'kashti, literally into the sword and the bow, literally. And it's, even though it says in the Zohar that if somebody prays for materialism, it's like these disrespectful dogs that are screaming, give, give, give. But we know the way the law is in Shulchan Aruch, that the main prayer is for what? Not for spiritual things, physical things. As a matter of fact, the first three blessings in the Shemona Esrei, that's only to set up the praise for Hashem, which is a preparation for the main prayer, that you're asking for physical things. And the end, after you finish asking, then you thank Hashem, you acknowledge Hashem's greatness. But afterwards comes the avoida of war, transformation, b'charbi, b'kashli, with the sword and the bow, because on the enemy which is close, what is the enemy which is close spiritually? The arrogance. With total disrespect, and you know that's an enemy, so that's enough. The sword, But an enemy that's far, which is a more refined arrogance, which basically is concealed, and you don't even own it, that already you need to have the bow. Because you need a bow to reach a further enemy. And through that, elevating that negativity in the world. So for the enemy which is nearby, the arrogance, enough the sword can knock it out. But once you have something which is far, you don't even, it's disguised, and you can't see it, then you need the bow. And just like when it comes to a bow, the more you pull the bow to yourself, that's how far it's going to go. The same thing also spiritually. The more a person becomes humble, you're able to reach and elevate much more. And that's why, after all the blessings, what does it say? He blessed them each according to their blessing. And Rashi says, because he gave some criticism, so you might think that he didn't give them all the blessings. So the Torah teaches, no, he blessed them all. In other words, that the blessings are specifically the way they serve Hashem, every tribe according to their personality. And as we know, there's 12 different ways to serve Hashem. But afterwards is a 13th gate. And the 13th gate is the one that applies to everybody, which basically that is the gate of bringing down godliness to the lowest level, and through humility, but by doing that, we're going to merit the coming of Mashiach. It's going to happen. Everybody finishes off beautifully. B.S. Mashiach Tzakenu Ba'agol Didan, obviously in our generation. So let's hope and pray, after learning this beautiful Chassidic discourse about the power of Yosef HaTzadik, about bringing down godliness to the lowest level, and by bringing it to the lowest level, we actually are able to then elevate the whole world, and we'll have the coming of Mashiach. Let's hope and pray our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.